Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of
The Lost Podcast.
How are you, Jack?
I'm all right.
It feels so weird because I have officially moved out of the house, and yes, the studio stuff is all still here.
And some of Jay's stuff is still here.
But it's like the room is empty, and if you guys are noticing the difference in our sound, it's like acoustics is a science, and without all the stuff that's in here, it's really...
Without all the crap.
Yeah, it's really... We've lost a lot of the warmth and tone to our...
If we don't sound perfect, that's what it is. It's not that we're off.
It's not that we're off.
It's not us.
It's an acoustics problem.
It's not us, it's them.
So we had a really crappy recap show.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it, and I was like, I'm done.
You know, make it fun.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a recap, make it fun.
I know. I think I posted on the Twitter, I was like, they just have us do the recap. Seriously?
Well, I've been offering my service for a long time.
Yeah.
And I work cheap.
Yeah, you're pretty cheap.
I'm a cheap person.
But oh man, it was the pop up videos are more fun.
Or have the actors talk about it.
Yeah,
this is the scene where I was doing this, and like, if you're gonna do that, have the actors talk about who's whatever part they're doing. Yeah, I would rather listen to the actors. Not that the narrator was doing a bad job.
No, but still, it was just boring.
I know it. I guess people that they're not like I've heard other people say they're not gonna get anyone new.
No.
I was like, I got to watch this show.
But if it's something for the fans of the show to watch, make it, you know, I think, and it's not even like, because we've been complaining about the recaps since they first started, I think, because they've been boring. I mean, remember for a little while they had Michael Emerson do the narration. Right. That was kind of cool.
That was cool.
And then they had ones where like Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse were there and they kind of talked about it. That was kind of cool.
But if you're trying, obviously they're trying to stretch it out to sweeps.
Yeah.
Like I said, have one of the actors do something. Have one of the actors. This was a scene where we were doing this and doing that, and the reason we came up and did it this way, that way, and because I know when Jorge comes on our podcast and says things, it's interesting. People find it interesting. He's messing with my microphone, and it's scaring me.
See how much better you sound now?
I do sound better, yes, but no, something like that. You know, just have the actors. Maybe the actors don't want to do it. Maybe they don't want to pay. They don't want to pay the actors. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. But even I don't know. It's just they got to do something. It doesn't matter but I tried to watch because people were like, "Oh, it's going to be different." The commercials say it's going to be different.
Yeah, and I said okay, and I watched like 25 minutes of it. And I said, "All right, I'll watch it later."
Yeah. So that's that. But this week we have Next on Lost because we have a new episode. We're back on new episodes. Listener feedback, some Lost tweet back, and do we have an update on the dudeness?
The dudes are driving me crazy. I think what I did is I double dude. I double-dude it on the last thing. I think I added the dudes twice. I got to go back and check it. I think it's 36, not 48.
Uh-huh.
But I have to go back. It might even be 37. I will find out the correct dude count.
Uh-huh.
But it's a nightmare.
Yeah, you don't want to double-dude.
I think next year we'll go goober count. How many times will Kate say goober?
But you know, the thing is, once you say that, then they'll throw in like 500 goobers.
Right. Or they'll just be, it won't be Kate, it'll be everyone will say Goober.
Yeah, or they'll do like a Kate flashback, and then she'll just call him Goober like 30 times in one episode.
I'll be like, oh, you're kidding me. But, you know, next season's the last season.
You know, the thing is like, I wasn't even thinking about it, but Goober is a really ridiculous name to call a child.
Yeah.
There's like so many of them, it's like, hey, Goober.
Well, not if you're an Andy Griffith fan.
Is that from Andy Griffith?
Well, there's a Goober, you know, Gomer Pyle's cousin. Because Gomer Pyle was originally on Andy Griffith.
Yes, he was.
And he joined the military. He went to the Marines.
The spinoff show.
Right. And then when you think Marines, you think Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, you do.
And then so he went to the Marines and then...
Or you think of, was it Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, Pyle. Yeah, that's a different Pyle. That didn't really sound too good, but... Anyway, so then Goober came on. He was his cousin and they still both worked at the filling station.
Uh-huh.
Went Floyd the Barber. But I have started watching BSG.
How do you like it?
I like it. I didn't realize it was like a... You explained to me this
is a miniseries.
Yeah. I didn't. And I was like,
it starts with a miniseries.
I had things to do yesterday. Like, when's the first episode going to end? And you said, oh no, the first episode's like 3 hours. I said, oh, I got to pause it. You know, I was a fan of the original.
Uh-huh.
And I won't give things away. Don't worry. Don't have to turn off. I'm not giving any spoilers away. But can I say the names?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of the names were I like. What? Like,
well, because they changed.
Boomer is a girl.
Yeah.
In the new one, I'm like going, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then Starbuck is a girl.
Uh-huh.
So.
But see, you're only halfway through. Just let it, because we finished season 2.0, and we just started getting first disc of season 2.5. And it just gets awesome. I mean, it's awesome the whole time, but.
No, it looks like I'm into it.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, but I was like, I don't know.
What I think I like the most is it's a really good look at like the human condition, and like
of course this Starbuck in the newer one is mm-hmm. tougher than the older Starbuck
yeah.
played by Dirk Benedict mm-hmm. from the A-Team,
and she shows her softer side later on too, like she becomes more rounded,
yeah,
but I don't want to say anything because it's just
you're gonna get hate mail.
Well, I don't want to spoil you for it because it gets really good.
Also, on going back to Lost, we've had some of the stars have been on some of the TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
We had Michael Emerson was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, not Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, that was pretty good. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
It's pretty funny.
He reads a story. It's just a friend. What was the story? It's a kid's story.
Yeah, it's just a nursery rhyme.
Nursery rhyme. And the way he does it, he's scary.
Yeah.
And then you had Elizabeth Mitchell was on Jimmy Kimmel.
I didn't see that. How was that?
Nice. Nice.
Nice.
That's all I gotta say. No, she's gonna be on the new series V.
Oh, so they're redoing V?
They're redoing V, I guess, which I was a fan of the older one, so we'll see how that works. And then Jorge Garcia was on Bonnie Hunt.
I didn't know she had a TV show.
Yeah, she has a daytime TV show, I guess.
What is it? Is it like a Martha Stewart thing?
It's a
talk show. Okay.
Yeah, he was talking about his garden and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
His costumes he wears at talked a little bit about Lost. He gives there's a spoiler.
Uh-huh.
So I won't say what it is. It's like a minor spoiler, but it's something we've been talking about. And he says, well, I get an answer for it before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Or before the end of the season.
Okay.
All right. That's all I got.
Yeah. But going back to BSG, I have watched the original and I think it's better than the original. But I understand you're gonna have like sentiments towards the original.
Well, the original was ahead of its time.
Oh yeah. It definitely was.
The problem they had with that one is they couldn't. It took so long to.
Well, yeah. Even looking, looking back, I was like, "Wow, that actually had really good graphics for the day."
It did.
Like even like the original Star Wars before they kind of redid the reissues or whatever. I mean, I think it had better graphics than some of the stuff in Star Wars, the first Star Wars.
Oh, it's a great storyline, but like I said, it just couldn't keep up, and it was so expensive to make, and you know the technology back then. But
yeah,
I'll give the new one a chance.
You like it already, so why?
I like it already. I'm not happy about the name changes.
It pans out. Trust me, eventually you won't even like care about it so much.
Because I liked Apollo. I mean, I liked the Starbuck.
Uh huh.
The original Starbuck. It was like, oh
man, this Starbuck's cool too.
I don't know. She scares me.
Are you gonna be like one of those like Star Trekkers? Like, that does not follow the way the original one was.
You know, I'm becoming that geekish.
Have you crossed that line?
That close-minded. I've become that. Oh, come on. Well, I called you right away.
Yeah.
I said, what? What? I said, okay, all right. I'll give that a chance. You don't throw a girl in there as a Starbucks.
I think I was actually over at the house when they said Boomer. I was like, and you were like, Boomer's a girl too?
What? Oh, man. Not that girls can't be fighters.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just the original. It wasn't that way.
Mm-hmm.
A little boxy going to be a little girl too.
All right. Well, what do you say we get into next on Lost?
The TV show.
And remember, this is slightly spoilery.
So if you don't want to hear it,
skip ahead to listener feedback. All right, here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
All right, next on Lost.
Now, was there a reason why we had to listen to the whole song? Even people that are listening to us right now are skipping ahead.
All right, okay. So,
how's that Twitter song coming out?
I haven't started. It's been finals week in school, so once I get some more free time,
As soon as Lost ends, we'll have, you got 3 weeks.
I'll get it done. I will get it done before the finale.
Get it done.
Right. So this one is, it starts out with, this installment marks the 100th episode milestone of the series.
Now, what are we doing? Are we going to have a party?
That's a good point.
We have some, it's too late.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's too much work. All right, this episode is titled The Variable. On the 100th episode milestone for the series, the time of reckoning has begun when Daniel Faraday comes clean regarding what he knows about the island.
Oh.
On Lost, Wednesday, April 29th, on ABC.
So it's going to be, we're going to maybe find out where he went?
Possibly. Lost stars Naveen Andrews as Saeed. Henry
Oh, so he's back.
Oh, I'm sorry, I did stars. Let's go to guest starring.
Okay.
All right. guest starring Nestor Carbonell as Richard Alpert.
Ooh. Well, you'd think he'd be not guest star anymore.
Yeah.
Hasn't he kind of earned the way to be a star?
I think it's a contract thing. Like, if he's not, I don't know. But
does he have to get more money if he's labeled star as opposed to guest star?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know what the SAG...
Because when I was reading BSG stuff, the guy who plays Colonel Ty and some of the other characters, they're not, well, they weren't regulars like around and season 2.
Don't even get me started on Colonel Ty.
You don't like that he's an alcoholic? Well, looks like John McCain?
Yeah, I just kind of, it's like, wait a minute.
Colleen and I, we just call him John McCain. John McCain. And then we do Cliff's mom's thing.
Now, hold on a second. John McCain's not an alcoholic.
No, I'm not saying, it's just he looks like John McCain.
Well, you asked me the original, was he an alcoholic? I said, no, we didn't. No one was an alcoholic in the 70s. They had the illness.
That was just like your normal day.
They had the illness. He's sick. That's how they told us on...
Really?
Yeah, it was, he's sick.
Really?
He's got an illness. What's wrong with Uncle Mike? He's got an illness.
No, but like if you see, he looks like...
We didn't, even know what, we didn't even know that people drank.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could smoke all you wanted on TV. If you watch all the Dick Van Dyke show, you see him smoking all the time. But no, we didn't know people drank. even Ozzy came home from work. Ozzy and Harry, you never knew what his job was. When he came home, he didn't drink. Didn't smoke.
But he had to smoke, right?
No.
He didn't smoke a pipe?
He might have smoked a pipe. Yeah, I think...
It's amazing how much tobacco is like okay.
Yeah, it was okay back then, but you couldn't drink.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. Sonia Walger is Penelope Widmore.
Oh, so we're going to find out if she's dead or not.
Mm-hmm. Alan Dale as Charles Widmore.
So, Alan Dale and, I mean, Widmore and Penny are going to get together. They're going to have a little combo.
What do you mean?
They're going to
get together.
We're going to see them in a conversation.
Oh, okay.
I said combo.
We said get together. You said combo, not convo.
I said combo. Go back and check.
You said combo.
I said, no, I did not. I said combo.
All right, so I'm stopping this. We're bringing it back up. Hold on.
So, Alan Dale and... I mean, Widmore and Penny are going to get together. They're going to have a little combo.
You said combo.
It's convo.
You said combo.
It's just acoustics. Making me sound like combo. I said convo. Short for conversation.
Conversation.
I like to say bo station.
Combo station?
Combo station. That's how I roll.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. It was convo, though. I wasn't going there.
Oh, man. Francis Chow as Dr. Pierre Chang.
Cool.
Fionnula Flanagan as Eloise Hawking.
Cool.
A lot of people. Patrick Fischler as Phil.
He's on the what TV show? That third
Third Rock from the Sun?
No, that show on Thursday night that took over for ER.
Oh, Southland?
Southland, I think.
Eric Lang as Rosinski.
Okay.
Sarah Faraqui as Teresa.
Have we seen Teresa yet?
Oh, remember Teresa was
in the bed. Right.
Remember?
Yes.
So it's in a coma.
It's gonna be.
So I guess we'll find out how he got her there.
Anti-coma. Maybe she'll have a...
Anti-coma Teresa?
Maybe she'll have a combo.
So it's an ACT?
Yes.
All right, Alice Evans as a younger Eloise Hawkins.
Wow.
Wendy Pearson as ER Doctor. Todd Coolidge as paramedic. Peggy Ann.
I could play the paramedic.
I don't know. You got to know like a lot of words.
I've watched.
You got to be able to differentiate between combo and convo.
Rampart, we got a victim down here.
Alice Evans as, I'm sorry. Let's see. Anne Sigmund as caretaker. Jennifer Sojat as ER nurse.
Is this just a recap show?
Spencer Allen as Daniel, as a young Daniel Faraday.
Oh.
Michael Dempsey as a foreman. Maya Henson as young girl. Could you be the young girl?
I could be the young girl. And it's just good we're not recording this live. People ask, why don't we record this live? Because it would just be ugly. Just, yeah.
All right.
I think I'm just getting old.
It must be.
I'm just not thinking.
Let's see. Marvin DeFreitas as young Charlie and Brad Berryhill as anxious guy.
Young Charlie?
Yeah, little baby Charlie.
Oh, okay, okay.
Let's see.
I keep forgetting about the Chuck.
The Variable was written by Edward Kittis and Adam Horowitz and directed by Paul Edwards.
Cool. Oh. I'm so ready.
It looks to be good episode.
All these people in just an hour episode?
I guess.
So we have two more 1-hour episodes, and we have the season five finale. It's the end of it.
Have you been sniffing too much paint as you've been doing the bathroom?
Well, I am remodeling a bathroom and smelling different fumes, so I guess maybe that's what it is. And you know who built the bathroom? I'm assuming Generation L. That's all I'm saying. What a mess.
The thing that's amazing is, like, so the bathroom, it's uneven. Like, it's not square, right?
No, it's not square.
Yeah. And I was reading about the pyramids, and they did that thing with, like, within a error fraction of, like, 0.101%.
They cared. They took pride in their work.
And it's still standing today.
Oh, unfortunately, they were probably slaves, so they...
They actually say it may have been, like, indentured servants or something like that, too.
They didn't call them slaves?
Maybe not. They were PC back then.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I mean, actually, I've always sided with it was aliens, but yeah, I get yelled at when I
say that. Keep going
with
the alien one. You know what's funny, though? You go with the alien one. Who gets lumped in with you? I do. I never said they were aliens.
Because it's Jay and Jack. It's not one or the other.
Yeah, but when I go with Locke, it's not Jay and Jack. It's Jack.
I'm sorry.
You hate Kate. It's Jay and Jack. I like Kate. I get lumped in.
I like how that works out.
That works for you.
All right. What do you say we get into listener feedback?
I say do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time and...
Time to put on the A-game. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Are you ready for this first set of calls?
No.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Shane, Jack. This is Philip from Pittsburgh. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and first time I'm calling in. But I was just listening to your Drop It Like It's Hot Monday episode. I haven't finished it yet, but I was just thinking, because we were talking about the Star Wars references with Darth Vader and Luke, and if we recall, Marvin Candle was missing a hand. I wonder if somewhere along the line Miles will be responsible for him losing his hand. So just thought that was kind of interesting. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
What's up, Jay and Jack? This is Bruce from Rockford, Illinois, and I hold these theories to be self-evident truths. That the smoke monster can take the form or the shape of anybody who actually died on the island or whose dead body resides on the island. I also think that Ben didn't come back for control of the island. He didn't come back to be the leader of the others. He came back specifically for Juliet because Juliet belongs to him. We all know that from season 4. Juliet is his property, and he'll do whatever it takes to make sure she understands that and to get her in the end. And I think that's the major reason why he came back. He had really nothing else to live for. You know, Alex was dead and whatever else. I also think that that's going to be the reason why he's going to be directly responsible for Sawyer's death because, you know, Juliet and he are like common law marriage or whatever. And lately with the way the writers have been writing Sawyer to be this completely opposite character that he started out with, Sawyer started out as, a D word, kind of, I'm sure. he was not a good guy. He was this two-bit con man murderer guy, and now he's kind of like, you know, the good guy. He cares about people. He even cares about whether or not Ben lives or dies. I mean, that's just complete opposite. His story arc is all but completed. He just needs to be killed by Ben. You know, they did this before with Charlie. Charlie was a heroin addict, heroin junkie, and he tried to kill Claire's baby, and so... they've done this before, and I think they're going to end up killing Sawyer. So that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Also, I think it's kind of odd how everybody knows Sawyer likes to be called Jim, except Juliet always calls him James. Every time it's James this, James that. But I love the podcast, guys. I hold these theories to be...
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nelson calling from Denver. I think I just realized why Daniel was crying at the beginning when we first met him. It's because, like, when he went off the island in the 70s, he went and saw his mother and told her what was going to happen the next 30 years. And so while raising him, I think she was telling him, "Oh, this is something that this is going to happen to you," and he never really believed her, and he thought she was crazy, and he thought he was himself was crazy. So I think that when he left the island in the 70s, he went to see his mother, and he talked to her about the future, and that's why she was telling him his whole life. And when he finally saw that the events that she told was going to happened, he knew his mother was right, and he's going to go to that one. All right, that's all I have. Go to the peg. Enjoy the podcast. Talk to you later. Peace.
Hey, guys. This is Kevin from Seattle, and I have a theory about what's going on with Faraday. So as many people are predicting, I think the incident is going to occur when one of our losties creates some sort of time paradox. It's going to mess with the space-time continuum or whatever and just destroy the universe. However, I believe that Faraday knows this incident is going to happen, but since he can't prevent it, he's going to use his science to build some contraption that basically will just contain the incident. And that's really the purpose of the Swan Station. He's going to create an electromagnetic dome over the island to keep it isolated from the rest of the world, thereby preventing the world from being destroyed. So I've got a few clues that I've seen to support this. First, there's something called a Faraday cage, which is basically this big electromagnetic dome. Found that on Wikipedia. Also, there was a book written called Quarantine by an Australian author, Greg Egan, where basically the same thing happens. There's a time paradox, and in order to prevent it from destroying the universe, they build this big electromagnetic dome around the Earth. That same guy wrote a book called Oceanic, and a few other clues around that book that lead me to believe that something going on there ties back to Lost. So I'd love to hear what you guys think, and keep up the great work. Thanks.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So what do you think? Is Kevin right that it's going to be Faraday that causes the...
That causes the incident?
Or
that
he's going to try to prevent...
I'd say...
Using the Swan Station, building a giant dome.
Maybe. It's hard to say. I think he's definitely going to be involved in whatever happens with...
But he knows he can't change anything. Right? Whatever happened.
But there's something with Desmond, too, that makes Desmond, like, unique and...
Will he bring Desmond back with him?
Maybe.
Is Desmond in that sub and we just didn't see him?
But Desmond would be a kid?
He'd be a kid, true.
Or would he be a teenager?
No, because Sawyer came back in time. It's in that time. He's not a kid.
No. I'm saying Desmond was... He didn't go back in time because he was in the...
No,
if he went in the 70s and got back this...
Yeah, they'd have to get the same timeline.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It seems interesting. I don't know. It's this one I'm just going to kind of have to wait and see to really, before I say anything.
That's what I've been telling people
I need the reason why he was crying is that he met his mother and she told him everything.
Well, that was Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson.
And that it maybe jogged when he saw the plane crash. Yeah. It jogged his memory.
Whatever happened between Daniel and his mom then, like, his mom told Daniel growing up after she met the future Daniel what was going to happen.
I'm still sticking with my original theory that he just was upset because he lost his favorite tie. I'm sticking to that one. I'm not giving up on that one.
Okay.
And then we had Bruce, the smoke monster takes on forms of dead people. I think most people agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you think he can take on forms of people who are alive?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I
think it has before.
Have we seen that?
I think so.
I don't think we've seen it.
Not like confirmed, because I think the only thing we've really seen confirmed that was, I mean, and even then it wasn't truly confirmed was, what's his name? Mr. Echo's brother, Yemi.
Yemi.
That's the only we kind of, because it was like the guy was there, then he went back, and then the smoke monster was there.
But Yemi was dead.
Yes, I'm saying like the only one we've actually seen confirmed is that, but I'm saying it could possibly
take the form of a confirmed dead person, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we haven't seen it confirmed that the smoke monster played somebody else, but I don't see why it couldn't. You know?
We're not sure that John Locke is dead. We're not sure that Christian Shepherd is dead.
Yeah.
Not 100%.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that haven't been 100% answered.
Okay. And also, he was saying that Ben is coming back for Juliet. Well, maybe Ben was watching that episode of Jimmy Kimmel.
So, what'd she say?
Didn't have to say anything.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's what she, maybe that's what he was doing. Sawyer is the D word. I don't know. Dog. I'm not sure what the. I know. I'm just kidding.
Dastardly fella.
Yeah. So is Sawyer gonna die?
I hope not.
I mean,
okay. I think if you killed Sawyer, there would be riots in the streets.
I think you can kill Sawyer off, but not this season.
No,
you're gonna have to do it like towards the end of next season, like with maybe an episode left.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you go, you kill him off, and people go, "All right, now we've killed him off. Now we can show the final episode, and everyone will be happy."
Yeah,
because I think a lot of people, I think a lot of these stars, I have no inside information. I think they're gonna die. I think a lot of these people are. Like I said. In the new Dia thing, that I'll say the theory right now, that Jack is the one that's going to blow up the island because he has nothing to go back for. And I think a rumor has been out there for a long time that Matthew Fox knows the ending of Lost.
It's
going to end. So, and also, and Jimmy Kimmel said when he was talking to Elizabeth Mitchell, he said that the writers, Damon and Carlton, gave him and J.J. Abrams gave him, wrote it down, the final ending, and put it in a manila envelope and handed it to him. He said he wouldn't take it. The final to Jimmy Kimmel. They wrote down how it was going
to
end.
To Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel. He's a huge Lost fan.
Yeah, I know he's a huge Lost fan.
And he was gonna. And he said he wouldn't take it because he'd be too tempted to look at it.
Wow.
Now, would you take that?
Oh yeah.
I think I would do it.
I would take that and go run to like the highest point in the state on top of the mountain.
But at this point, would you actually read it? At this point, would you actually read it?
Now, no. But if it was like back in season one, yes.
Yes, but right now, would you read it?
I'm on for. I don't want it to be spoiled. It's along for the ride.
Yeah, but he was saying.
But you know what? Actually, I'd take it and not look at it, but just hold it and then see the final episode and then actually see if they didn't like plan.
Oh, he was saying. I think he said something like he'd open it up and say, "Ha, we knew you'd open it up." But he said he wouldn't take it. But but I think that a lot of these actors. I think they want to be, because it's such a popular show, and people, it's like Star Trek,
But William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy have made a career out of that.
Well, they went on, but a lot of this, but they had to do, it didn't happen right away.
Yeah, because it was canceled. Star Trek was canceled.
Yeah, it was only 3 years, and, you know, it took on the form, because we're all geeks, and we'll never look at Matthew Fox again without seeing Jack or...
You can never go over a Starbucks being a girl.
Exactly. It's tough. But I think a lot of them, wouldn't you want to be, if you wanted to move on, wouldn't you want your character to be killed off?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that's what's going to happen. I think a lot of the.
I'm actually planning for myself to be killed off the last podcast.
I think that could be arranged. I think a lot of people would be happy about that. And then Philip said the Star Wars reference, Marvin Candle might lose his hand.
Yeah, because remember, it was one of the first things we got yelled at for in our first season of doing the Lost podcast.
We didn't know his arm didn't move.
Yeah.
We didn't see it until he said, Jay, his arm doesn't move. But you think maybe he'll find out that he'll be like hanging there with just one arm, like off of a building or something like that. And Miles will go, I'm your son. And he'll go, no. And Miles will go, reach deep. Search your thoughts. You know that it's true that I am your son. No. And then he'll.
That's not true. That's impossible.
And he'll let himself go. And that's how Marvin Candle dies, because he doesn't have the force and he just falls and dies. So what do you think?
Sure.
Okay. But seriously, is Miles going to be the cause of Marvin Candle?
No, I don't think so.
I think it would be cool.
Okay, all right.
I think it'd be cool. Or an Ewok does it.
That's when it jumped the shark.
I got Would people hate it if like an Ewok showed up?
Oh yes, okay, that'd be ridiculous.
You got come on, you have polar bears on this island. What if it was?
At least polar bears are real animals.
An Ewok turns the wheel. What if Charlotte goes back and she opens up and she sees it's a dead Ewok skeleton with a Dharma?
Oh,
what do Ewoks eat?
Regular food, I think.
Do they?
Yeah, remember, because they were gonna like cook Han Solo and stuff, and Luke. Yeah.
That's not regular stuff.
So they eat people.
Well, polar bears would eat people, I think, if they had a chance.
Yeah.
There was that lady that jumped in the at the zoo somewhere and jumped in the polar bear pit.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, go on YouTube. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, I got an email here.
Show her getting eaten by a.
No, she was getting attacked, and they were reaching out.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, they didn't show that part.
That'd be on break.com if that was the case.
Yeah, not on YouTube. We'd have to put on there.
They have standards.
You'd have to go, yes, I'm 18. So this is an email from Rob. Man, we're just off topic.
Yeah.
Email from Rob. So has anyone noticed or commented on the fact that since we've been in 1977, there hasn't been any rain, especially any scheduled rain like we saw in the season 3? Do you think the incident had anything to do with the rain? How does John know when it's going to rain in season 1? So what's going on? Maybe there was a drought.
It's rained.
I don't remember.
Because I remember in, was it the last episode?
In 1977. Back in, has it rained since they've been
in 1997? 1977?
1977. Did I say 1970?
No, I think I said 1997. Okay.
Since they've been in O-Town, has it rained?
You mean Dharmatown?
Dharmatown.
I don't know. I know it's raining present time because I remember seeing Locke's shirt starting to get drips of rain on it.
Right, but it hasn't rained. And how does Locke know it rains?
Because he's Locke.
How does he know?
Well, it's like sometimes, it's like, you know, the night before you can see like the ring around the moon. So it's like, oh, it's going to rain.
I'm going to tell you how he knows.
How does he know?
And this is just a little bald man to another bald man.
Uh-huh.
You don't have hair on your head. You feel the drops before other people.
Ah, okay.
When I'm outside,
uh-huh,
and I'll go, put a little drip on top of my head, I go, look up and I go, huh. That's how Locke knows it's going to rain.
That's not a bad theory, actually.
I'm telling you, it's that obvious.
Uh-huh.
That's how Locke knows it's going to rain. You feel the first initial drops and all of a sudden starts pouring down.
Uh-huh.
It's happened to me 100 times. I go, hey, it's going to rain.
Do you feel like your radar?
Yep. I feel like I'm John Locke.
All right, this one's from Jason Greenhouse. Hey there, I'll keep it simple. Hurley clearly still thinks he can change the future, Star Wars rewrite, and now he knows they've begun to build the Swan. Since he also knows that the Swan is what brought down their plane, my guess is that he'll try to sabotage the Swan, and he'll actually be the cause of the incident that indirectly caused the Swan / Desmond to bring down the plane.
I like that. Because
I like it, too.
You saw his look.
Yep.
When he was with Miles, and the guy's reading off the numbers, and he's like going, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he does think he can change the future because he is writing Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
Jay and Jack, I have 2 questions for the podcast.
Okay.
1, why was Miles able to talk to the kid in his room without a body present in his first flashback, but could not talk to the football player kid in Some Like It Hoth? Well, that's a good point.
Well, he never went to the football field, though.
Uh-huh.
I think he was just taking the guy's money. On the football field, he was just taking the guy's money.
Well, he was on the foot. It was in the back of his house.
But he had that Ghostbuster thing going on.
Yeah, I think that was more for show, though.
But I think, I think the reason...
But plus, is I think the problem was, the reasoning was, is that he was cremated, so maybe like you need your body around to
But
the kid wasn't in the room.
He wasn't there either, but he was still...
Able to talk to him.
Able to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just too close to home for Miles to actually do it because of his own daddy issues. And just
That could be it. I think that's what they were going with.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to go to the football field.
Mm-mm.
But I think the grandmother was saying the son was still there in the
Yeah. She was feeling haunted by it.
Yeah, so I think that's my guess.
Okay. Let's see. 2, the man at the restaurant that was dead that Miles talked to was bringing photographs of empty graves to Charles Widmore. Is this the show's way of telling us that Ben and the others are the ones who set up the fake Oceanic 815 plane at the bottom of the ocean? Because if Widmore did it, why would he need pictures of the empty graves when he already have them? And the answer to that is that, the recap, if it did anything, it said that Widmore planted the plane.
Right, but why would he need photos? Maybe he needed photos because he wasn't actually doing the work. He needed proof that someone was doing it.
Well, they showed pictures, and it looks like the same guy, the one that was in that video, getting beat up.
So Felix.
Yeah, so maybe he was actually taking the photos and not where they shouldn't be.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
But that's from Ian.
Okay, and I got another email here from Charles.
Okay.
A thought regarding the numbers occurred to me while listening to your podcast. It's pretty obvious if you think about it. Young Widmore traveled to the future to get lottery numbers that Hurley eventually used to win. With the information, Widmore went back in time and somehow made the numbers seem important, which turned out he made DI integrate the numbers into the hatch and door in the computer. Widmore did all this to start a chain of events that would lead Oceanic 815 to crash on the island, then later travel back in 1977 so he could somehow find out his way back to the island.
Okay.
It makes sense that he would use the number. I can see Widmore's a conniving guy. He would go back in time and do those kind of things.
He is Biff.
Yeah.
All right. This one's from Emma in Boston. Okay, Jack, I'll give you Flock of Seagulls. I haven't seen pictures of from the ancient days of yore. But being 25, I have to agree with Jay about Miles' hair. All I could think of was Rufio.
Yeah, I had to give it out. It was Rufio. But my first thought was that kind of style was Flock of Seagulls.
Hook is an awesome movie, and it teaches kids some great lessons about confidence, family, and the power of imagination.
We talked about this a lot. No, stop using the word awesome.
Plus, it's just heartwarming to see such powerhouse actors, Bob Hoskins, Dame Maggie Smith, are supporting actors for Pete's sake, having such a great fun in on a movie. Okay. Jack, are you always going on and on about where Rose and Bernard are? I say amen, I love them, but where is Claire? She annoyed the crap out of me at times. I love Jay's impression, spot on. But her absence is seriously driving me insane. If Aaron is so dang important, she can't be off the show. I hope they don't pull another Michael. No.
No, we can't say.
We can't say, darn it.
We can't say. If you want to know, it's out there.
It's out there. You can find it.
You can find out.
She's talked about it publicly.
She's talked about it publicly. Yeah. And that's all we're going to say.
Yeah. And finally, who hasn't seen Star Wars? That's like child neglect. I don't care how much you hate Luke. George Lucas' first three movies were freaking brilliant, but your summary was hilarious. I must refer you both to The Clerks for an insightful perspective into Empire Strikes Back. I haven't seen episodes 2 or 3 after the colossal disappointment of episode 1. I'm very hesitant to watch them. Worth it? I would say yes. The second and third of the prequels was much better.
You have to watch them all.
Yeah. And the acting is a bit dry, but I like 2 and 3.
Like I said, my main problem with the last three...
The prequels,
that they were so into the special effects.
Yeah,
they lost sight of what made the first three, the first three.
Yeah,
so good was the fact that it was the story, and you cared about the characters, and they brought characters in here. You just wanted to go on the screen and rip the screen up.
Yeah,
and it was like take that guy out, and I think they realized on the one because he was barely in.
It's like, well, I think like also if you it's. It's not so, maybe it was just because the original at the time they had amazing special effects, but without the story, all you saw was like all the special effects.
And you know, it would have worked.
Yeah.
Back then, because it was like, it was like 1977. Well, my gosh,
new. It was like you didn't see.
You
got
to be kidding
like
me. Yeah. From Logan's Run, which I love Logan's Run, but from Logan's Run to Star Wars.
Yeah. It's only a year difference, right?
Yeah, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
But the story, the ones in the prequels, when you see them and they keep showing the little spaceships driving by, it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't need to keep seeing it. I get it. Not that I'm complaining.
Yeah.
I want to be known as a complainer, but I get it. I don't need to keep seeing it.
But yes, C2 and 3, I mean, you have to see them. There's a lot of good moments in 2 and 3 that, trust me, episode 1 was terrible, but 2 and 3 weren't that
bad. Funny, if it's on, I'll watch it.
I have not seen episode 1 since... We saw it in theaters.
I've seen it, but not all the way through.
Okay.
Like if it's on TV, I'll watch like 30 minutes of it and go, all right, I'm skipping through. Nah, I'm skipping through. There's some scenes that are great. The other scenes, it's like that one character.
Yeah, poor Jar Jar.
I don't like him. it's like he's not a bad guy, probably.
No.
Deep down, he's probably...
In real life, he's probably a cool guy to hang out with.
He's probably a lot like Locke. It's like, eventually you get tired of him blowing things up,
Yeah.
I got this one from James. I'm currently going back from the beginning through all the episodes to be ready for the final, and I recently watched the episode where 815ers go back to rescue Jack and they talk to Patchy. In this episode, they refer to the Swan Station blowing up and messing up the beacon, getting messed up so they could not leave the island but never find it again. That's when, isn't that when Locke, it's episode 77, isn't it?
Which one?
Where he blows up the beacon.
Enter 77?
Enter 77?
Yes, yes.
Where Locke blows it up, thinking of himself?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the episode?
Well, he blows it up to keep people from getting off the island.
Locke blew it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
I think Alana's metal box is something perhaps a beacon of sorts so that Dharma can find the island once again to wage war on the hostiles for the Purge. So what do you think?
I'd say that's a good possibility. Thought.
That makes sense to me.
All right. This last email here, med school sucks.
this is the one where he... He was in the contest, and he was always at the top. It always cracked me up.
Hey, guys, I hope this email finds you well. Since I last had a chance to write you, I've graduated from med school. Hey, awesome. And I'm about to finish my first year of internship at a hospital. Congratulations.
Yes.
Though I haven't had a chance to write in a while, rest assured, I still listen to you guys weekly, and obviously still think you're the best thing since sliced bread. I wear the podcast t-shirt under my scrubs all the time.
All right.
Oh, very cool. Anyway, this last podcast really prompted me to write you guys again. There has been one thing that I've meant to do for years now. Yes, I'm actually one of the few self-proclaimed geeks out there, I say that lovingly, who has never seen any Star... You know what? I don't think you can call yourself a geek if you haven't seen Star Wars.
No, I think you have... I mean...
That's like your baptism into geekiness.
Yeah, you got to give him credit for, you know, going through med school and becoming a doctor and stuff like that, but not... You
haven't earned your geek degree
yet. Now, you're wearing a Jane Jack t-shirt under your scrubs. Yeah, that's pretty geeky. Yes. But not seeing Star Wars, might have to take your stripes away.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. None of them. How could you not see any of them? You can see one of those by accident.
Well, we talked to Kevin. We know someone that hadn't seen five of them.
That's right. Anyway, I've been meaning to do it for a while. And yes, now I'm more determined than ever. Anyway, I was wondering your professional opinions. How should I watch them? 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anyway, guys, it'll still be awesome. And obviously, I'm still listening to you guys.
I think you have to do it old school. You have to go...
But it's like a cool perspective to watch it like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think so, but I would go back and go 3, 4...
4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3.
You think so?
I think you have to if you want to be a true geek.
But that's because that's what we had because we didn't have the prequels yet. But what if you had... I mean, it'd be cool like go back and erase from my memory and then watch it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I guess it would be.
Because we're never going to have that chance.
Then you're going to be thinking, why the special effects? Why are the weapons better in the future than in the past?
We're going to have that problem. You're going to have that problem either way.
And why didn't we get the other three?
Huh?
Why didn't we get... There were supposed to be nine.
Yeah. 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
No, 7, 8, 9. I'm sorry. I don't know. But the all the books they made after the series are actually pretty good.
Whatever you do, go to... Netflix.
Uh-huh.
You can join on jayandjack.com.
Yes, you can. Jayandjack.com.
And just get the 6 episodes. You won't be disappointed.
No.
Some of them you'll like go, oh, Jar Jar Binks. Just like John Locke.
If you can make it through episode 1, if you're going that way, you'll be okay.
Then you'll be fine. That's what I'm saying. You may not want to watch that episode first because you're like going, oh, come on, this guy with the makeup.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like, if you had the opportunity to watch it in order...
I didn't like the makeup. It didn't work for me. It just was like going, come on. I think also too, we waited how long between episodes. It was like what, 20 years, wasn't it?
Yeah, 20.
It's almost like Indiana Jones. Or the last one, you're like,
yeah.
You had 25 years. You couldn't come up with a better story than that. I mean, how can you go wrong with Harrison Ford? He hasn't made many clinkers.
No.
And you watch this movie going, and it was believable that he was older, but he was still could do some things.
Yeah, like it wasn't even like he was an old guy doing it. It's just the whole story. It, you're right. It felt kind of rushed.
Yeah, it's like they were trying to get it out in a hurry and get it done. And it's like, take your time. You've waited 25 years. What's another 6 months?
Yeah, and because that's I think one of the great things about the first Raiders of the Lost Ark. It had the mystery and it unveiled the mystery as it went along. This one was like, oh, they showed an alien the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it's like, nah, you're losing me.
Yeah, anywho,
I just didn't. I couldn't wait for it to end.
Yeah,
and that's bad. I got a last one here from Martha. So I've been thinking a lot lately about the island in the 70s, and there are a couple things that don't add up. First of all, why did the others let Dharma stay on the island in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they let him stay there?
There's something there because they have an agreement, and it must be Jacob has allowed them to stay there, I assume.
But why?
Don't know. They must have some kind of service that helps the island in the end.
This made me think of then, why are the others getting, what are the others getting from Dharma? So are they getting something from Dharma? Is there a benefit from, he's saying, is there a benefit from them staying? Are they controlling
the Jughead, or maybe whatever they're doing for the Swan Station is needed to help the island survive.
Maybe Richard couldn't do something to.
Yeah, I mean, there is a reason. I just don't know what it would be.
And then, furthermore, it's odd that Paul was killed and Amy was going to. They were on the picnic in the hostile territory, and Marvin.
Yeah, that is weird.
Marvin Candle and the people are building a hatch in hostile territory with backhoes and other giant equipment without any problem at all. Surely a little green fence doesn't block out the sound of a jackhammers.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it is. It is a funny point.
So what's going on? Something's not adding up.
Something isn't adding up.
Richard on the take.
Maybe, or maybe Jacob's part of it, and he's just hiding it from Widmore and crew.
It doesn't make sense. It's
because they could kill all of them there if they really wanted to.
Yeah, because the sonic fence doesn't stop them.
No. So I think they're just on borrowed time until they do purge them.
Or maybe they're trying to get them to set everything up.
And then just take it over.
And then take them over. They wanted the swan hatch.
Yeah.
They wanted the all the other hatches.
Letting them do all the work for them.
And then once they were done,
yep,
take them off.
Take them out. Are you ready for the last set of calls?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Aaron from South Carolina. I have two listener theories. One of them, I think that Jack Shepherd is Jacob. My evidence for that is sometimes Jacob is the full name of a person called Jack. Also, I think that Jack is Jay's dad. See ya.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Stuart from Glasgow, Scotland, with a quick crackpot theory. I'm listening to your latest podcast, and I got to the point where you're discussing how Miles's mom knows that Marvin Candle, Pierre Chang, is dead, or whether she doesn't know. And I think it's fairly obvious how she knows that he's dead. She's spent all these years lying there in that apartment, just lying on her bed, as far as we can see. She's not doing anything. She's not working. She's not earning money. Clearly, she knows that Marvin Candle, Pierre Chang, is dead because his Dharma Initiative life insurance paid out to her after the purge. There's obviously bureaucrats left in Ann Arbor. There's scientists there. There must be, like, pencil pushers, secretaries at the desks. They've not heard from the island after the purge. They figure something's wrong. They pay out all the Dharma Initiative life insurance. She's sorted for years to come. She doesn't need to worry about paying her rent. She can lie in bed and die from whatever she's dying from. That's how she knows that Pierre Chang's dead. No mystery. Dharma Initiative life insurance.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Robert in Miami. I really hope you guys have a podcast this week. It seems like everyone I'm listening to is saying that this week is going to be a trip episode, so they're not going to have a new podcast. But based on what I can tell from the previews and from what I've read, it's not a clip episode showing stuff that's happened. It's supposed to be an episode showing what happened during the 3 years from the time that Ben moved the wheel until the Oceanic 6 comes back. So that should fill in a lot of questions on how the Oceanic 6's lives changed during those 3 years, possibly how Sawyer and the crew that got left behind got integrated into the Dharma Initiative. So hopefully you guys agree with me and check it out and have a new podcast so we can see exactly how everything got shaped for the 3 years after Ben moved the wheel and the Oceanic 6 came back. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Jay and Jack, what's up? This is the Johnny Film. I'm on my way to my terrible, terrible job, but I just thought I'd call and drown my sorrows in some lost theories. Actually, this isn't even a theory, but last night, I'm not sure how many of you guys out there watched that Oceanic 6 special, which was just mind-numbing and offered damn near nothing, except for when they explained what happened to the Ajira flight. They mentioned that obviously the people who went back to the DI ended up in 1977, and they also said that the other people, meaning, I don't even know who I'm talking about, Sun and Lapidus and all them, they ended up in 2007. So apparently they're in the present, according to the Oceanic 6 thing. So that's pretty much all I got for you. I'm off to my miserable life. Peace.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Taryn from Atlanta. I just noticed from your Monday podcast, your last Monday podcast, that the magazine, the 23 years from whatever on the Sports Illustrated, in 1977, 23 years ago, would have been 1954, which is when they did Jughead. So I don't know if that's relevant. I just thought it was cool. Maybe that team will have some significance later. Bye.
Hey, that's a nice find. I didn't even think of that.
He's broken rule number one.
What's that?
No math. I'm just kidding. But that is true.
It is true.
23 years. And it was, I last week I stumbled on the name. It is Walter Alston was the manager of the Dodgers before Tommy Lasorda.
Okay. All right.
So I forgot. I'm old. Then we had Johnny Film, who's not happy.
No.
He's going to his miserable job. Johnny, you have a job.
Yeah, exactly. Be thankful.
Yeah, so. But it's miserable. I'm sorry. But he didn't like the clip show. He thought the clip show was a waste of time, except for the part where they were talking about the ocean, why some were in 2007 and some are.
Yeah, I don't know. It was bad. I stopped. I had to stop.
I'm telling you.
I was just bored.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
We could do it on, say, New Dia.
Yeah, we could.
.tv.
As much as you hate us saying that. But
anyway, we could if ABC wanted, we could do the clip. We could take over.
Uh-huh.
Do the clip show, and I think it would be a little more interesting.
It would be.
Than them.
A little more terrible.
Yeah.
But it more interesting.
Then Robert was saying we should watch the clip show because he heard it was going to be.
But it wasn't. They misled us.
I'd like to hear from Robert now. Does he feel like he was cheated?
You should call us back and let us know.
Just say, hey, I was cheated.
Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe he thought it. Maybe he learned something. Maybe
he did.
We have not gotten a single email that I can remember.
We got a lot of tweets saying people hated it. And some said it was okay.
Because I was worried, okay, because I've kind of taken a week off from answering the emails.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, this clip show, if it has something, I'm going to be so far behind and we'll be able to keep up. I think we got like 10.
Yeah.
And not one had anything to do with, it was more about stop pushing the New Dia. Which you can go on newdia.tv. I tell people, I go, you know, because they were saying, oh, it's funny. Most people hate the crackpot. They just like to make fun of it.
Yeah.
But here they were mad because they didn't get the crackpot theory.
Yeah.
Which is spot on, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, you know. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I don't know. And then Stuart, the Dharma life insurance. That's what. Do they have great life insurance, Dharma?
That's what I heard. That's why Roger Linus joined up with the DI.
Is that why?
I think so.
Maybe Frank Lapidus heard about it. maybe he's thinking, I need to get me some Dharma life insurance. I don't know. And then Aaron, Jack Shepherd is Jacob. I'm going to say no.
No?
I'm going to say he's related to him.
I agree.
I think he's related to him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a young Ray?
Possibly. Not a young Ray. I think Ray's also descended from Jacob.
Yeah, I think Jacob is in the shepherd
line.
But yeah. I don't think. And is Jack Jay's dad? Don't know.
Yeah.
That's just one of those things. I just don't know.
Yeah, it's just one of those mysteries.
Yeah.
You just don't really know the answer to.
Actually, we had a great, going back to Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
I think actually we did it before Lost. We referenced Star Wars before they did.
Yeah, we did. So, it was in our 13th episode.
In fact, we even got a bad review on iTunes about it.
Yeah.
Someone going, oh, rah, 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 stupid.
Yeah, if you can find the 13th episode.
13th episode.
Of the Lost Podcast.
The answer is in there. Also on the recap show of the Some Like It Hoth episode, it's in there.
So yeah, I think it was called Handsome Plus Bitter.
Handsome Plus Bitter.
Episode 1.13.
You got a great memory. I just remember doing it. But if you that one, or if you go back to the, and none of this is on New Dia.
No.
So I'm not pushing New Dia. So if you go back and the recap episode from Some Like It Hoth, the answer's there.
Mm-hmm.
And also episode 1.13.
And 1.13.
Yeah. And I don't get your numbering system.
I guess there's
That's a very inside insight.
Very
joke.
Inside.
So.
All right, so Jack, what do you say we're getting the last tweet back? I don't have a song yet, so I apologize.
You know, I think
I'll get there.
No, hold on a second.
Okay.
I think at this point, if there's no song, we shouldn't be doing Lost Tweet Back.
There'll be a song.
And to those people, yes, I have tweeted.
Just one.
I did a tweet.
Three-letter word.
People are going, come on, tweet something. So I went, hey.
All right, well, here we go. Lost Tweet
always
Back.
Always, you know, it's like always the
smart aleck.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That is gold. That is gold, my friend. Gold.
If you thought the other bird noises were annoying,
oh my God.
Wait till you hear a loon.
That is great. That is gold, Jerry. Gold.
Oh, man. All right. So you ready? Here we go.
That was just a reference from Seinfeld.
Yes, for the cool people that have seen that show.
Yes.
Spence24. I think the recap show was decent. It was nice seeing the season 4 and season 5, Oceanic 6, chronologically. The 100th ep will be A-plus quality.
Now, when is Ace of Cakes going to be on?
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that May 9th? Because that was celebrating the 100th
episode. Yeah, and they show the cake.
So, yeah. If you knew I was coming, I'd bake a cake.
Jav171icon_lock. It's a challenge from ABC. They want to see if you can recap a recap. The lame recap.
Well, I guess we could have.
But no.
You know what? I could have recapped the recap.
Could have recapped the recap?
I've been like, oh my God, come on.
That's so stupid.
Oh my God, come on.
Let's see. Marques Stewart.
You know what the recap of the recap would be?
What?
Just go all the iTunes review that give the same recap of our review. When they complain about the recaps of our reviews, I would just recap the same thing that they've always said. It's like the same person saying the same thing.
Yeah. So the recap show finally confirms that Ben called Jack directly after meeting Desmond first. Penny lives.
I would think so. I think she's alive.
Now you do?
Yeah. Well, I've been saying that for the... that's why I had to change my whole theory around.
Turnwall. They really should hire you guys to do the narration for these recaps. They'd be a lot more fun to watch.
I think we would have a lot of fun doing them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most fun we've had doing this podcast is when we did
the commentaries.
Commentary. Yeah. That was a blast. And a lot of great things. Log Carrying Guy came out of that.
Yeah, it did, huh?
Yeah, I think we were watching the guys just kept carrying the logs, and we noticed that, hey, all those guys do is carry. All they do is carry logs.
Let's see. T.C. Fitzgerald. Could Luke really have negotiated his way off Cloud City? Vader was in no mood to talk things over. Sorry, Hurley.
Yeah, I think so.
But do you think if Luke actually approached and tried to talk to him?
But he was really on the dark, dark side. He was fighting. I mean, come on.
But he finally turned in the sixth episode.
Well, because he was sick. He was beaten up. He was old. he had really bad asthma going on. He was, come on.
Yeah, towards the end when he's dying, he's like, it was really, like, really bad. It's like,
because he was so full of hate. And that's what Daddy Vader was trying to do, was trying to get Luke to hate.
Mm-hmm,
to the dark side. So, you know, you can't hate. Gotta like everybody.
You don't like everybody, just most people.
No, I like everybody.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that is last tweet pack for today. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Let's close it out,
sir.
All
right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay!
We do have the Hugo Cup.
Yes, that's something that you might have seen on Nudia.tv.
Yes.
But now we're doing it here because, well, we'd like to share.
Yes. So if you would like the Hugo.
Because it started on this podcast.
It did start, yeah. But the videos will be put on the Lost Vidcast on Nudia.tv. But we are looking for the biggest Lost fan for the 2010 season.
And people have been sending emails, what can I do? Can it be music? Can it be this? It
can anything.
Be anything. That,
anything.
Anything that shows you're the biggest Lost fan in the world. Not Jay and Jack fan.
No.
Lost fan.
Yep.
Now, if you're wearing a Dharma Large t-shirt, then you're going to be disqualified.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Because, you know.
They're so yellow and they're just harsh on the eyes.
They don't exist anymore.
No.
So, if you're wearing Dharma Large, you automatically get off the island.
Well, I think it automatically dates you to, like, being out of date.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been around for a while.
Right. That's so that's like 2008.
But anywho.
But seriously, anything that makes you the biggest Lost fan in the world.
Yep, and we will post most of those videos because I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we will make the final decision for the 2010 Hugo Cup winner for the biggest Lost fan.
And we will mail that to your house.
Yep.
And you carry it around for a year.
For a year.
We expect photos.
Yep, photos.
When you go on trips.
The journeys. Yep.
Go on vacation. It's mm-hmm. what we said on before. It's been to Hawaii.
It has been to Hawaii Ryan on the set.
Ryan and Jen took it to Hawaii with them and... I've never been to the set, have you?
Nope, but the Hugo Cup has.
Yeah.
Right in front of Sawyer's tent.
You know, the Hugo Cup has done more than us. You think about it. The Hugo Cup has done more than us.
Well, by extension, it is a part of us, so...
I didn't come back going, wow, that was a cool trip.
let's see. But, yes, you can send emails, too. We're doing Lost Podcast and Nudia.tv.
No, I think
emails?
No.
Just Nudia?
No, just send it to Nudia.
Okay, so send your video submissions to nudia.tv@gmail.com. It's nudia.tv@gmail.com.
Right. And like I said, it's just for fun.
Yes.
But anyone, I was just kidding about the Dharma Lar stuff. But anyone, like if you're the biggest Lost fan.
Yep.
Let's see it.
Also, you can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311. Calling time. I'll cross my
North theories.
Also, get us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, get us lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com for all
important
information related to the show. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack. We did pass the 5,000 followers mark. We're at 5,300.
We still have to catch Christy from
Kristen from E! Online. Yeah.
Kristen, I'm sorry. me on
like she matters. No. Yeah. But I think she's in the 6,000s right now.
6,000?
Yeah.
You think she'd be higher?
I guess not.
No.
Actually, I look at TV Guide, only has like 9,000.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, Ripley's, believe it or not, added us or followed us.
Yeah.
They only have like, I think 300 some odd.
I don't believe that. There's no way.
All right, so we'll see you guys this Thursday with a new episode.
And hopefully I'll have the contest all straightened out.
Yes.
This dude thing is driving me up the wall. But I will. It's something that we've committed to. And
yeah. That's what the dude said.
Dude, the Ewoks suck.
All right, so we'll see you guys this Thursday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.